Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you break up a pass and you say something to somebody,
that's probably taunting.
What is taunting? What isn't taunting? Jason Peters.
I have no idea. When you see a flag, you never know what's going on.
Taunting penalty, keeping this drive alive.
After that play, he walked off the field weeping. And at that point, a bunch of mothers were seen in the stands clutching their pearls.
What? Look at that disgraceful beast.
Good Lord, what has become of the sport of kings?
Get bent.
As my third monocle this week, I simply must stop being so horrified.
The players who are the focus of the National Football League every week and are the ones that people tune in for have decided long ago that taunting is cool. They're good with it. Let's go to Rob in Elgin.
I have children, and I know that when Gibson did that play, I immediately talked to my two sons who are 10 and 6 and was like, listen, boys, that's unacceptable. You can't get in the face of an opponent and clap like that.
Like when you see someone stand up on in a talk show and say, like, how am I supposed to explain to my child?
I don't know. It's your kid. You tell him. Why is that anyone else's problem?
I hear you. And if that's where you want to draw the line as a parent, that's great. That's your job to do it. And that is your opportunity to do it. And I'm glad you did it.
Speaks alternatively here, I am willing to bet my entire paycheck that Rob did, in fact, not stop the Bears game to tell his sons that Tayshaun Gibson was being inappropriate.
Oh, right. He might have.
Come on, dude.
He might have. He's watching with his kids.
Come on.
You notice how football is whack now? When I came up, dude, football was gladiated. It was angry. It was angry. Like, when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like, we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like, hold hands and all, everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like, sell a hump dance circle around, like, oh. And our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. We be looking for his mother crying. Be like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go, Tim.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Louis C.K., Patrice O'Neal in Tanny's Open. Good stuff from Chris Tannehill. Sorry, made you fly solo yesterday. Thank you very much for doing
it. What does that mean, man?
What?
Sorry, you got to be with us? What are you talking about, man?
It's a little bit more heavy lifting when you have to do 4 hours
solo. Oh,
okay. Solo. So we're that high maintenance?
Jesus.
I'm just going to let them make you uncomfortable.
They're not uncomfortable. Make me mad.
Yeah, the voice going up definitely not an indicator of you being uncomfortable.
No, angry. I will own angry.
You got to apologize to him for leaving him with us? Like we're some kind of task?
That's not what I said. What,
you think we're not going to have a good show prepared?
Guys, I'm on Danny's side here. We're partners. We like care about each other and the workload that we leave for each other.
They're just being jerks.
That's what they are.
They're being jerks today.
Hope they come after me now. Go ahead, bring it.
Speak. Sorry you got to be with Danny today, man.
Yeah, it's what you always say, Danny.
Also, you're welcome for dinner, guys.
Thanks for buying the pizza for Jay's thing today,
hey, man,
way.
I am happy to have done that.
Even though you couldn't be there.
Couldn't be there. I like it. Yesterday I said, you know, it's good that Danny's going to Syracuse. He's got to always be
be there for the guys you love. And then here am I today, not able to make it here by noon for Jay.
And
I'm the worst.
You absolutely forgot.
I am the worst. I didn't forget.
You forgot.
No, I didn't. I had a lunch with my agent that I had rescheduled like three different times and didn't want to reschedule.
All right, so the guy who makes money based off of you making money wouldn't have been okay with you moving it.
He 100% would have. I told him when I got there, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm a little bum. Jay Zawoski's having a thing. And he's like, why didn't you tell me? You should have gone. What are you doing? I'm like, yeah.
We know your agent. You should have brought him.
Yeah.
You said you were at Manny's, and then you said, having lunch, can't move. Like, that's what I pictured. Like, you had a big plate of pastrami in front of you. You know, I wouldn't move either if I had that.
All I had today was the soup. I had a big bowl of chicken soup.
Oh, what a good boy. What's wrong with you?
With both matzo balls and kreplach in there. So damn good.
Did you feel judged by the person who took your order?
No. They were
Did you forget to order some meat?
Sir, that is one third of what you usually have. Are you watching your weight? We cannot have this, sir.
Are you feeling okay? This is not an establishment for people who diet.
Mr. Spiegel, only 40% of your tray is being utilized right now.
That is not right.
We cannot have that, sir. So, you want us to go out of business? But no, man, it was fun. I enjoyed the show solo with these two jamokes over there. We had a good time yesterday.
Of course, that's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. But any opportunity to pounce, like, what did I say that one time? Piranhas.
Pouncing like piranhas.
Yeah, regardless. Doesn't matter.
Any opportunity to pounce like Justin Fields recovering his own fumble.
That's what it is.
Right? The superhuman full body leap to recover his own fumble. Not once, but twice. Because that guy can do anything.
So here's the thing. I want to live in the space of rational thought. I want to assume rational thought. I want to give the benefit of the doubt to sound logic and reason. And that is that once they get here, they are not going to go back willfully. Because why? What does it accomplish? So they might be here sooner than they wanted to.
With Fields starting
because of an Andy Dalton injury. But now that they're here, I will assume that Justin Fields will not look overwhelmed. Because he did not look overwhelmed last game or in the brief amount that he got in for the Rams game. And so then if he doesn't look overwhelmed for an entire game, why would you then bench, which is what it would be, the future of the franchise at quarterback?
Well, let's dumb it down.
I'm good at that.
And let's imagine that Justin Fields, say, doesn't have the pedigree that he does, that he plays pretty well, but has some egregious mistakes, and they lose the game. Okay. So idea then from Matt Nagy's perspective, very simply, is I think my team is pretty good and we would have won if quarterback didn't kill us. So I need to play the quarterback who's not going to kill us until this kid is ready to go. Right?
Sure.
Okay. So and I think that's in his potential thought process. The question is where on the scale of quarterback play, if you want to think about it by rating, if you want to think about it by flash plays versus egregious mistakes, where does that line exist for Matt Nagy? Because I think that line does exist. You seem to be talking like that line should not exist.
Well, I think the scenario for going back to Andy Dalton when Justin Fields is healthy, the threshold for that should be awful. And I don't think awful is all that likely. You know, awful. Zach Wilson's last game.
Yeah.
Four interceptions, multiple blindside hits, no touchdowns, bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
But the Trevor Lawrence's first game had multiple picks, also had multiple touchdowns, threw for over 300 yards.
Right.
To me, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is not, he's not looking great. The Jaguars are a one-win team, but he's doing enough out there where he's learning on the job. And so I would think that as long as Justin Fields is not three false start penalties on him, multiple delay of games, multiple bad interceptions, multiple like obvious moments of chaos on the field, being completely overwhelmed by the moment, like short of that, I don't see why it would be necessary to go back to Andy Dalton.
Okay, I think there are some things that are possible. I hear what you're saying, but like, obviously the egregious mistakes and the multiple picks, but you mentioned the blindside hits, and we know what Boomer has talked about, like, guy's going to get himself hurt bad. You know, if Fields, for some reason, and this part is in play for me for this weekend, because we see how it happens early on in the NFL season that things correct themselves a little bit. Brown's defense is struggling. Brown's defense is supposed to be a lot better than that. Now they get a home game against some tackles that have probably overachieved. You know, certainly.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett should dominate Jermaine Ifedi and Jason Peters.
And if this is one of those correction or, you know, return to the mean sort of moments for a really good defensive unit in terms of pressure.
Get to play at home, crowd gets loud, right? Gives the defense a little bit of a jump. Yeah, sure.
I'm afraid for the safety and the well-being of Justin Fields on that level this weekend. And if he gets demolished multiple times, I could see Matt Nagy saying, man, I'm going to get my guy killed until we get some things in order and he gets smarter about seeing the hot read, getting rid of the ball.
I agree. I think as long as it's mixed with enough positive moments, that I think even last week, run for the first down, throw to Allen Robinson that was dropped, throw to Mooney, throw to Komet on the offensive pass interference. Like, as long as it's, and so I have no reason to believe that if he's had a flash moment or two in the Rams game and a flash moment of three or four in a game where he was not game planned for running the scout team and thrust into action because of injury, I have no reason to believe that there will not also be enough moments of positivity from Justin Fields in this game.
I would think so.
Right?
I would think so, but it's on the board, to answer your question, it's on the board that he gets just absolutely brutalized by a physical defense that is coming into its own at a home game.
But most likely outcome. Yes, sure. It's on the board. We are on the same page. The Zach Wilson game is on the board. The getting demolished and being out there and physically exposed for safety is on the board. But do you agree that most likely outcome is Justin Fields has some good, some bad, Bears lose, Matt Nagy does not name a starter after the game, we come in here on Monday saying he showed enough to start against the Lions. Like, let's see him at home, friendly crowd, quiet when he's on offense against the bottom three team in the NFL.
I think that's most likely.
I find it very, very, very hard to believe that this game Sunday is going to be so horrible that I don't want to see Justin Fields at home against the Lions. Right? That just seems very... 4 interceptions? Sure. Multiple blindside hits where he's not protected against Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, man.
Sure. But I think most likely Justin Fields is going to be good enough to get another start.
I had a busy day. I was not able to hear the words of Matt Nagy and the words of Justin Fields as this big, big news item went down. And I'm curious as to the tone. I've read the quotes. I've read some of the articles, obviously. But I'm curious as to the tone of the head coach as he deals with the fact that the kid is going to play. And then the tone of the kid as he, you know, greets the media knowing he's going
to
play.
Well, we're going to go over a lot of that with Mark Grody in 20 minutes. It's the bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. But we will begin to hear from that. Tanny has pulled all of the relevant stuff from both coach and quarterback. So how they are messaging this to the public and to the team next on The Score.
Justin's going to be our starter.
Oh, hell yeah.
And there wasn't even that much waiting. And it was still very difficult.
It was still very difficult. And contrary to popular belief, listening to you sing is not the hardest part. It is the waiting.
That's right.
And much like Matt Nagy, I am now thinking about how to utilize a weapon like Danny Parkins in the next track for Justin Fields forever. But I want to hear about Matt Nagy being excited about Justin Fields, if that's indeed how he sounded today.
Let's do it. Here is, so hopefully, today is the first day of the next decade and a half of the Chicago Bears at quarterback with Justin Fields. Let's hear how Matt Nagy delivered the message.
Excited.
Ha!
Good.
So to start off, obviously, everyone's going to be talking about the quarterback situation. Andy is still battling through his injury. Like I said to you the other day, we're glad that it's not his ACL. We're not expecting him to practice today or to have him available this week, so he'll be week to week. Justin's going to be our starter, and prep starts right now, and get out there and have a good week of practice and see where that goes. But I know he's looking forward to it, and Andy's been great. He's been extremely supportive, and this is a part of the business, and so now it's a great opportunity for Justin and for all of us as a staff to be able to take this thing and see where he goes with this. Folsey will be the backup. You know, when Andy is healthy, our plan continues for him to be the starter. I know there was a little, Brad, there was, I don't know if he's in here, but there's a little miscommunication the other day with that, so I apologize with that. But so that's where we're at. No other injury updates for that. I know that's the big one for everybody. So with that, we'll go ahead and open to questions.
Man, if the team is winning and Justin's playing well, are you obligated, do you feel as a coach obligated to go back to Andy?
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worried about right now, and Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. We do want to see who's, you know, like when Justin's out here and what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be. That's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want is to be the best they can be. And then when that time comes, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
Man, is there a sense of excitement to see now that Justin's going to have a full game, four full quarters in a row, like what he can do in an NFL game?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's for us and for him, he's able to do this in training camp. He's able to get out and play in the preseason, and he made some good plays, but now he gets to do it for real, quote unquote. And, you know, it's unfortunate what happened to Andy, because Andy was really playing well there at the beginning part of that game. And, you know, Andy's a very tough player and a team guy. And I know he's been very supportive here moving forward with Justin. But there is excitement, you know, and Justin's a guy that he prepares well. This is going to be his first time to truly prepare as the starter and see what it's like every single day to do that stuff mentally and then physically in practice. And then also, too, I think the other thing is, this is obviously big news to a lot of people and to him. And I think the biggest thing that we can help him with, too, is just like the distraction part, is making sure that you take care of what you need to take care of, keep them insulated. And that's what we'll do. And then go out and learn when you're playing. Go have fun. Be a great teammate. And that's probably one of Justin's greatest strengths. And I'll just say this. I'll go back to that interception at the end of the game the other day. We were talking about it as a staff. One of the things that we thought was really impressive from Justin was him not being affected by that interception, and he came back and it was next play mentality. So this will be a challenge in Cleveland. Loud crowd, great football team, really good defense on the road. It's going to be a great challenge for all of us.
Sometimes you know, like any coach, you'll do the gamesmanship thing. Why did you tell us today?
I think it's important for really everybody. You know, we sit there and we talk about distractions, and for all of us, you look at for us. And where Andy's at, and now we get to just move forward and just play football, practice, have our mindset the right way, and we go from there.
That still could have been behind the scenes for you. I mean, I know it's kind of like an inside question, but I'm just curious why you added this to your schedule today to come in and set everything straight, clarify everything that was left a little murky on Monday.
We just felt, and I felt it was important, again, for all of us. You look at the pros and the cons behind the decision of saying, you know, of naming a starter or not naming a starter. But in this case right now, you know, we talked through it and we know where we're at, and we're ready to just attack this thing moving forward right now. And you know, it's clear to everybody. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly where Cleveland was or was not, but for us, we're worried about us right now, and that's the way we went with it.
First of all, good for him for just saying what was obvious, right? There, no one, we talked about it. It was like, okay, it's going to be this diversion thing, but does anybody really think that Andy Dalton is going to start with a bone bruise? And so they would be prepping for Justin Fields anyway. So eliminate the distraction and make it a normal game week for Justin Fields. Put him out there with the media. He gets to go through it all, the entire thing.
Wednesday, the starting quarterback talks, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday, the starting quarterback talks. So that was going to have to be dealt with as well. Like, logistically, somebody's going to have to come out and talk. And so if it was Justin, go ahead and be straight up with it, too.
Someone said that Andy is our quarterback, is going to be the new Rex is our quarterback. I think
I think Matt Nagy is not just giving Justin Fields this job in perpetuity because he doesn't need to yet.
Right.
Right?
Don't do it yet.
He can say, I'm not going to say that Andy Dalton has lost his starting job for the next 15 games because he got hurt in week two and the guy who replaced him didn't dominate. There's no need to do that yet with your words. But if and when Justin Fields looks better and is doing things that Andy Dalton is not capable of doing, then he says, the plan was to go back to Andy, but Justin forced our hand, which is what we all wanted. We all knew that when we drafted him that this time would come eventually, and it came sooner than we were expecting, and we're thrilled for it. And Andy is being a consummate pro and a great teacher, and he will continue to be a great teammate and available to Justin and the Chicago Bears.
As I listened to that, he sounded very reserved, very careful not to sound too excited, which is why, you know, makes sense that Tanny played excited at the beginning.
Excited.
Good.
He sounded very careful to be respectful of the process, to be respectful of the whole quarterback room, which fits in the way that he's gone about everything, right? In terms of respectful to Andy, respectful to Foles. He was asked point blank, are you excited? Like, is there a sense of excitement about Justin? He even stayed level. He's like willfully staying level and reserved, which is unlike him, frankly. He's an excitable guy. He enjoys football. He likes offense. You know, when he sounded excited, when he was talking about how Fields responded to the interception and did not get down, stayed unrattled and bounced back, and then he talks about the challenge of being in Cleveland, that's when he started to sound a little excited. I think he is excited, and it was just trying to be super careful and respectful to Dalton, but I think he's pumped, and he should be, that his dude is going to play.
I would think so. That is the only logical reason or feeling for the offensive coach who finally got to draft his quarterback. That'd be the only logical emotion for him to feel. Mark Rohde was there. He was at these press conferences. He joins us next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.